News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Minister Catherine Martin last night confirmed nightclubs are to open at 100% capacity, and in the case of live venues, a maximum of 1,500 people can stand along with 100% seating. And George Savage, publican and nightclub owner of The Blasket in Tralee, joins us now. George, how do you feel about the guidelines? Are you confused? Are they clear enough to go ahead and proceed?
Well, they're definitely not clear, but they're clear enough for us to proceed, definitely. Look, we're delighted to be opening. We were waiting to see, would we be opening? I think another key part of reopening was, would there be table service? Because, you know, staffing, etc., it would be quite challenging. So that's not really a part of it. And I suppose it's kind of surprising. They're saying 100%, but I don't think it's practical for smaller venues like ourselves to go to actual 100% and have...
If you went to 100%, would you be able to accommodate social distancing at all, do you think?
Not at all, no. Okay. No, absolutely not. We'll have to cordon off areas close to the bar counters so that people can queue in a socially distant manner. And look, it's great to get open. We're absolutely delighted to get open. And I suppose part of our job description is that we control crowds. We have people at the front door. So checking the COVID passports, all that, that's not new to us. We're used to that. We're used to engaging with customers.
Yeah.
So it's not a huge shock to our system.
I presume it's going to be a case of we'll see how it goes on the night to some extent as well. There'll be a little bit of teething issues. Yeah. Best of luck with it, by the way. And I have no doubt that it is a great relief to yourself and many other people this evening. That's George Savage there, publican and nightclub owner of The Blasket in Tralee, Shane.
Let's go to Martin Nolan now, owner of MPI Artist Booking Agency. Martin, are you happy with what's been agreed?
Morning, guys. How you doing? It's a huge relief. Like the events industry and music industry has been calling on the government for a reopening plan for well over a year at this stage. Looking after the safety of our patrons. That's what always has been done. Like event management plans were part of how we operated. So adding COVID plans to how we operate, it's easy, as I say. That's what we've been calling on the government to do. It feels like the shackles have finally been removed. Like the term first to close, last to reopen, it wasn't a flippant slogan that was coined. That's actually the reality of our industry. So that's just literally what it feels like, that the shackles have been removed. And even for music fans, like the uncertainty caused this week just stopped ticket sales dead in their tracks. In an industry where customer confidence is already at an all-time low, like I think every music fan in the country has at least one ticket or more for shows that have been rescheduled at least once, if not three or four times. So this is the first baby step towards getting back to our industry. And for some people in our industry,
it's a bit more than a baby step, is it not?
Well, there's
a pretty big
step. Yeah, but
no, I'm not denying. I know I'm not denying what happened in the previous year and a half, but this is a pretty massive step. It's not a baby step.
Yeah, well, the people in our industry have suffered a huge amount. So, like, it's a baby step towards recovery. Everybody in our industry has lost money. So, like, it's a baby step. Like, it's rebuilding your business. It's getting back all the losses. The band's the same thing, all the amount of money that they've lost. So it is a baby step. But it's a very important baby step.
Okay, all right. Martin Nolan, owner of MPI Artist Booking Agency, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
I have to say, Shane, as somebody who's been very pro-opening from the beginning, I am worried. I think we have, never mind a baby step, I think we have misstepped. I don't believe it is safe, to be honest. And in case people think, oh, you're now contradicting yourself, I'm not. I wouldn't mind the 1,500 people inside somewhere with the vaccine certs if they had antigen testing as well, negative antigen testing. We have avoided taking that additional safety measure, and I think we are going to see cases climb, and I would not be surprised to see this be rolled back. I think we've done it wrong, but 53106.
Let us know what you think. Yeah. Let us know, are you going to go to a nightclub over the weekend? 52106 at a cost of 30 cents.